This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, for those of you new to the class, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares, experts in various areas. And all of us are innovators. We are medical doctors, dentists, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, editors, authors, programmers, farmers, inventors. Well, none of us is capable of holding down the job. Yeah, it's true. And I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. His name is Robert Stewart. Let me give you a quick bio of Robert Stewart. 34 years old, he's a son of the West Texas oil patch. Finished high school outside of Wichita, Kansas. He enlisted in the Army after 9/11. He's a multi-tour combat veteran. Now, there are all kinds of veterans, but not all veterans are combat veterans. Robert received a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. He's university trained in business, finance, and economics. He's an investor. He's an entrepreneur. He's a political analyst and an activist. He's a spiritual warrior. Welcome, Robert Stewart.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Robert, do you want to share the story of how we met?
The time we met, we were in Kansas City, Missouri, and you were giving your presentation on the big lies. And I got to see you and Dr. Wallach and Dr. Miller and just I'm sure several of our listeners too. And it was a great time. And the information that you have on your broadcast that you present in your presentation, it's why I call in. It's why I'm here now. I really appreciate it. I've learned a lot as a student of yours and of, you know, the senior instructors especially. I can probably name most of them, but I don't want to forget anybody. I really enjoy what you guys do, and you've raised my consciousness, I would say. And that's kind of my mission as well. Like I would, or why I've agreed to come on is to try to do the same for anyone listening. If I can help them do the same, that's what I want to do. But meeting you, Vincent, that was great. And we went and had dinner, and we got to just, you know, talk about stuff. We talked about Trump before we knew what Trump was going to do, and it was really nice meeting you.
Well, thanks so much. And so, Robert, here's my question that I'd like to ask you in front of the entire class.
Okay.
You got a chance to meet Dr. Joel Wallach. You got a chance to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and you know, you spent some time in seminars. Would you say that we are just as we sound on the air, or are we different in person? I mean, are we putting on airs? Are we not living up to what you thought we would be like, or are we like what you hear?
Well, you're absolutely what you are, and that level of honesty from all of you is these days is not something you can find. A lot of people try to put on a type of air, you know, a type of mask, let's say. And mm-hmm. You know, when you're dealing with the consciousness of Rick Miller, there's no act going on. I mean, Rick Miller can hold an idea in his mind that is absolutely what most the average person would consider insane. And this is a very intelligent man, and he's not the level of consciousness. I guess what I'm saying is he's not like he really is who he is because he is so developed in himself. He knows who he is, and he's not. If you tell him the sky is purple, you know, and he would actually momentarily probably hold in his mind, well, maybe I'm just colorblind. It's that level of being able to be intellectually honest and be able to say, well, I know this, I don't know that, or, you know, things like that. And a lot of people, they want to protect their ego. They want to look a certain way, and there's nothing like that going on. When you hear Gwyneth Isaacs talk on the radio, I mean, if you can't tell what level of consciousness that is, then you don't know what you're listening to. And you have people like Dr. Sheely that, you know, I heard about Dr. Sheely taking down hospitals in the 60s, right? I was born in 83, so I imagine these people, I'm kind of shy to be on the radio in the same platform they share. But, you know, there is amazing people. I would love to meet Dr. Sheely someday. I'd love for him to give me a physical, you know. I mean, what a great guy. And just all of you, every single one of you, and I think that has to do with you, Vincent, because you pick people, right? So you're kind of the organizer, and you know, the amount of information that goes through you and what you do, I mean, you're the node, the center of it. So it's great. I'm to have me on, Vincent. I am honored that you would have me on as an instructor, and to be on the same platform is allowing me to be here. I really thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm delighted that you're with us. And you know, I'll tell you how I do it, class. When I was new in radio over 6 years ago, I got some advice from the front office at the radio station. I actually was broadcasting from a radio station, not a network, just a radio station in Springfield, Missouri. And they told me what makes good radio. Good radio is rapid fire, you know, point, counterpoint, argumentative almost. That's good radio in their mind.
Carbon 60.
yeah.
Like I need some of that.
Yeah, you know, that's what they said is good radio, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have someone I disagreed with on the air and fight it out, you know, during the broadcast. That's not what I wanted to do. I thought life is too short, and the information that we're trying to send out over the airwaves and over the wires and the fiber optics and satellites, I thought it was too important what our instructors are saying to waste time on the other side of the equation. And so I only put people on the air with me whom I like and whom I agree with. So, for example, sure. You know, when I talk to someone and I'm evaluating whether that person, in my mind, should be on the air at USA Prepares or not, it has to be someone I like. If I don't like that person, there's no chance that person's going to be on the air. None. And that, where does that come from? That comes from the first interview. So, for example, let's say a person's looking for a job. That person, the decision that is going to be made of whether that person is going to be hired or not happens as the person walks through the door. We'll say the boss, the guy who's going to hire the candidate, will make the decision yes or no right then and there within seconds of the candidate walking through the door. The rest of the interview is just to make sure that the boss got it right the first time, meaning was he right within the first couple of seconds? And it's just the confirmation. Yeah, you know, that guy, I like that guy right away, and or gal, and we'll just confirm that what I thought was correct. Okay, that's what the rest of the interview is about. And that's kind of how I operate here at USA Prepares. If I don't like someone, they're not coming on the air because I don't. Now, it may seem like it's a dictatorship. Okay, it is. And why is it?
Yes.
Because I don't want to subject our class to someone I don't think is going to be appropriate, someone who doesn't have the correct manners, the protocol, Someone who's not polite, someone who's spewing out disinformation or bad information. I'm not willing to subject our class to lies. And that's kind of how I operate. So I just wanted to share that with our class. That's the MO that I use for those who are on the air. Class, if you hear them on the air, I like them. That's as simple as that.
Well, thank you, Vincent. And,
it's absolutely
true. There's still a lot of responsibility in dictatorship. So that's on you. And so you have to vet people. And if you don't want to present information that you think is wrong or contributes to the problems we have in society and just in general, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things that I do when I talk to people for the first time, let's say I call them up or they call me, and I'll ask them, how can we make the broadcast better? No one has ever said to me, well, you know that guy you got have on, boy, he's kind of a jerk. No one has ever said that. No one. And that's because we're very careful who we put on the air. We want to make sure that we don't mislead our class. We don't want that to happen. We don't want them to spend money on the wrong things. We don't want them to waste money. We don't want them chasing things that just aren't going to work out for them. So we're very careful about that. So that being said, you have a couple stories or scenarios that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, the one besides Carbon 60, which I listened, that was fascinating. I'm going to have to order some of that. I thought the best way to start all this off would be to get in an argument basically with the host and with a senior instructor, Rich Sheban, was kind of my plan. So it is maybe out of the norm for you, talking about minimum wage and velocity of money. I had called in during that topic earlier this week, and I wanted to, and the problem with this conversation really is that Rick Sheban is not wrong. Okay. But I am trained in economics, and not just economics 101, but all the way up. And what I can say is that there's a lot of stuff that they teach you that is just, you know, this is how it is, everybody. And it's not necessarily so. At the same time, when Rick Sheban makes his points and he's like, no, Robert, this is how it is. The problem is that he's right also. And so, you know, if he's going to tell me that they're going to get to a threshold where they're going to innovate and they're going to, you know, have the computers and AI, he's right. And so, you know, it's not that I'm going to necessarily win the argument, but it's a great thought exercise.
Okay, well, let's continue when we come back. And we're going to be discussing the velocity of money. The velocity of money when we come back. Robert Stewart.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Robert Stroud is with us. He's joined the faculty of USA for Paris. This is the first time he's been on the air as an instructor. He's called in many times. Robert, before we get into the discussion with the velocity of money, very quick question. So you were in one of my seminars in person in Kansas City, Missouri, and I talked about big lies. Big lies.
Yes.
Did you hear me say anything during that seminar that you thought was not true?
No, me personally, Vincent, I go much farther than you in that regard, and I'm sure maybe someday we can get into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But No, in a lot of ways, you do what I need to learn how to do better, and that is that you ask questions. So you say, okay, guys, you know, and you have a maybe just a more seasoned way of getting to some of these very serious topics that for some people, Vince, that's the thing. I mean, some people, if you try to tell them some things like that are, you know, it can be kind of frightening. It's frightening to everybody, right? But some people, it scares them so bad they don't even want to consider that you might be right. It's very mm-hmm. scary. So you have a very good way about gently saying, well, you know, look at this picture of the moon lander. Now look at this. And you just, you know, like, and just showing, like, does this look like something that could land on the moon? It's just, it's very interesting. And you don't say that anything did or didn't happen, but the way you present it's great. So, no, everything you said, the chemical trails in the sky, you know, I'm in Kansas, and I tell you what, I wish they'd stop spraying us in Kansas, if anyone can hear me. How about you stop spraying us with whatever? They talk that the government has admitted to solar radiation management. You can go online. You can see CIA Director Brennan. You can see him say, yes, we dim the sun to save the planet. We're spraying the sky. He said it. Okay, that's our government admitting it. Now, what else are they spraying? Well, hey, man, who knows what these people are doing? But you're blocking out the sun. I mean, what? How about you just stop blocking out the sun as well? You know, maybe we need the sun. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but they have admitted to stuff. They call it these certain names. They say there's global warming, so we got to block out the sun. It's like, my goodness, I don't think blocking out the sun is the way to go, but that's just me.
Okay, let me just add to that for a second.
Sorry, I go off
so
on
yes,
a rant.
Just like, no, that's a really good point. It's a good point. So yesterday, I was out in the field, and we were moving hay, as I mentioned previously. And we looked up, and we saw two jets flying side by side, laying down chemtrails, like railroad tracks. Wow, that's kind of unusual. Normally, you see crisscross patterns, you know, all over the sky, but not two parallel jets simultaneously laying down chemtrails. We saw that yesterday. Then we moved some more hay and looked up. Then we saw the most unbelievable thing, something we've never seen before. And I think this pilot is probably going to get fired for this. This guy was laying down chemtrails in a circle, literally 360-degree circle. So where he started the circle, he ended the circle, and then he climbed in altitude and laid down another chemtrail on top of that circle with another circle. I'm talking like a corkscrew. Okay, this guy was flying in a corkscrew pattern in a circle that just kept winding, like kind of like a slinky, if you will. And then he decided, well, that's enough of that. And then he did a figure eight. This guy is telling us this is not normal jet airliner traffic. He's saying nobody flies a jet plane round and round like that and then does figure eights. Now, you might do that with a Piper Cub or a Cherokee or a Cessna, you know, having fun learning how to fly, touch and goes and that kind of thing. But you're not going to fly a commercial jetliner wasting fuel, going around in a huge corkscrew pattern and then doing figure eights. That's not going to happen. So I think this one particular pilot, maybe it was his last day, and he was saying, look, and we have a picture of it. And I haven't seen the final image of it, but if it looks good enough, I'll put it on the website so you can see that I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. That's what really happened. So, Robert, you bring up a good point, and we digress. But you want to get back to the velocity of money?
Sure. Let's try to get that going. I think it's a good way to get into money in general and just a lot of other things. I guess maybe after the break, we'll jump into that.
Yeah, let's do it. Robert's with us, Robert Stewart, and you heard him call in, and now you're hearing him as an instructor. And class, if you'd like to be an instructor, call in, and if we really like what you have to say, chances are you can be an instructor too.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Robert Stewart and I are going to talk about velocity of money. Very quickly, velocity of money is the rate at which money is exchanged or changes hands. Velocity of money. Robert?
Hey, Vince. I'll try to get through this quickly because it can be kind of a boring topic, talking about money. But let me just first start off by saying I am a no minimum wage guy. That's my position. There should be no minimum wage. So that's kind of, you know, to start with. I define velocity of money essentially as what is it? It's the number of goods and services obtained using the same dollar bill. So, for instance, you go into the hamlet, you have your truck fixed. That money goes to the mechanic. The mechanic goes home. He pays somebody to mow his lawn. The lawnmower goes to the grocery store, buys milk. And then that clerk, she can go and do whatever she does with her paycheck. And essentially what you've done is, let's just imagine it's the same amount for all these things. Obviously, they'd be different prices. But what you have now is a fixed truck, a mowed lawn, and a thing of milk, a gallon of milk. So essentially, you've obtained these values for the exact same dollars, essentially. Now, the what's happened is a bunch of value has been created for that money. So money acts essentially as a medium of exchange. It's really not the money we want. We want the value we can get with it. Okay. So that's how I would define velocity of money, and then I'm a no minimum wage guy. But I'm going to stay in the real world right now because we do have a minimum wage. The minimum wage is $7.25 nationally. So because we are in that structure and have been for some time, it's kind of it's where we're at, what we're doing, how everybody kind of works off at this point. So what I'm kind of challenging is the idea that raising this minimum wage has the exact effects that are claimed, and these have been presented to me through economics courses, and they talk about raising prices, and they talk about all these things that would happen, and what I've done is I've got some questions for you, Vince, because you were a hiring manager, and I just want to ask you some of these and kind of see what you would say about this and kind of how it would work with raising the minimum wage from where it is. And the first question is as a hiring manager, do you hire people you don't need?
Absolutely not. However, the companies that I've worked for have done that. So if you're talking about me as an entrepreneur in control of my organization, my corporation, I absolutely would never hire someone that I absolutely did not need. Never would happen. I also am a no minimum wage guy. I believe the marketplace should set the wages for everybody. Now, let me just give you one example that we actually did hire somebody that we didn't need. So the boss came to me when I was in the banking environment, and he said, "Vinny, we've got," and I'm paraphrasing, this is in the 1980s, he said, "Vinny, we're going to get you some help." And I'm thinking, I already have a team. I built the team of people that I really like. They're doing a great job. We really work well together. Now, when I say I like this team, people may say, well, you know, you don't necessarily have to work with people you like. Well, in my case, if I'm the boss, and I was, I only hired people I like. I only put people on the radio whom I like. Okay? So for me, it works better if we like each other and we have the same point of reference. If we agree to the same values, it makes everything better for me and my team. And we were able to do more with less than any other team of our comparable size in the marketplace, because we liked each other, we worked well together, and we were hand-selected. Now, let me give you one other point of reference. So when I hired somebody, I would find the best three candidates. Okay, first of all, I'd have to like them, as I mentioned many, many times. When I found the best three candidates for the position that we needed, what I would do is I would invite the entire team to come with me to lunch. And I'd say, "Hey, guys, you know that we've all agreed that we need to bring someone else on because we have more duties and responsibilities, and we need more programming technology. So I don't want to make that decision. I'd like you guys to make that decision. So we'll all go to lunch if you agree with that, and we'll take the three candidates to lunch, and you pick the one that you like. Because you're going to have to work with this person as well." That's the way I did it. And it always worked well because, number one, I didn't bring the new guy on or the new gal on, and my team didn't feel threatened because I brought the new person on. I didn't do it. They did it. My team decided whether they wanted the new person or not. And it was based on need, not based on let's build a bigger empire. However, there was a time when the boss said, Vinny, we're going to bring someone on to help you. Okay, so what's this person going to do? Well, special projects. Oh, what's that? Well, you know, whatever we need them to do. What is that? Are we not delivering on time? I mean, well, Vinny, we're going to get you some help. What this was a political move to hire a guy whose father was going to most probably become mayor of the city. Okay? That's what happened.
Sounds like a smart move that any corporation would make.
Well, that's what they did. They hired this guy, and he had zero computer experience, and he was in the highest technology computer department in the bank. The highest technology in the bank, and we hired a guy with zero computer experience because of who he was, who his biological father was.
Yes.
So to answer your
political
question, I've never hired anyone that I didn't need. But the bank
maybe
did.
In a larger corporation, they would need alternates, and they would, you know, people get sick, you know, things happen. So, yeah, in a larger corporation, maybe. Okay, just kind of opposite of that, do you fire people that you need?
No. No. However, let me be quite clear on this. Do I fire people that I need? No. However, there was one person who decided that he wanted to help himself to company inventory. Okay? He thought it would be better off at his house than in the company. Now, had he said to me, hey, Vinny, would it be okay if I borrowed this, you know, for a month or so? I just need it for a while. Would it be okay if I borrowed it? That would have been okay. I would have agreed to that. But having borrowed it without telling me, and concealing it from me and lying to me, that didn't set too well. So what happened? He got fired.
That's what happened. It'd be hard to trust him, you know, and that's how that goes.
Yep.
It does come into play here if you, as far as getting rid of people, firing people, Rich Sheban's point that it becomes financially, economically viable to innovate out of, you know, innovate a person out of a job using new technology that we have these touch screens for McDonald's, things like that you hear about, and so there is certainly an effect of raising the minimum wage where you do get to a threshold where a big company like a McDonald's might say, hey, let's fire a bunch of people, and we'll move to these machines, and we can hire the professionals to put them in and everything, and they can eventually make money on that, where a mom and pop might not be able to do such an innovation. But there is problems with raising the minimum wage, but in terms of driving money velocity, in terms of pushing down wages to the lower and middle class, because raising the minimum wage would also have an effect on wages that are upstream of that as well. If you can get a job here for $15, you would have to compete as an employer. If you have a more complicated job for somebody, you have to pay them $20 an hour or whatever the case may be. So it would have that effect now. But then, you know, all the other things that come into that, the innovation. Some people do argue that you would see these raising of prices, and I want to argue against that as a thing of a matter of raising the wages of the bottom 93%, as Rich Sheban said. The thing about raising prices is prices are a matter of cost, obviously. It matters, but there's also market factors in pricing. Pricing is actually very complicated. It has a lot to do with psychology. It has a lot to do with the culture, and it's very interesting when you get into it. And if you imagine a company like McDonald's and the market position they have, if they were to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour and all of a sudden McDonald's is looking at this high cost, high employment, you know, operation. They could try to raise in a developed market, the food, fast food industry, the industry of food. They could try that, but can you imagine if the prices at McDonald's were the same as the prices at Applebee's or, let's say, a higher level food provider? You would, much less people would eat at McDonald's. Basically, McDonald's would go away if they tried to raise prices in a developed market.
They've already tried that. McDonald's has already tried raising prices. They did it in a couched way. They did it by changing the menu. Back when there was whip inflation, now with Gerald Ford, McDonald's was stuck with the inability to raise prices because the government said, you will not raise prices and you will post prices for what things cost. Now, I worked at an auto parts store at that time, and we had to post the prices of many of our products that we were, or many of the items we were selling. Here's how much they cost, and we had this pledge to not increase prices. Well, what McDonald's did was very clever. They came out with a new product. They called it the Big Mac. So what typically happened was you would take a beef patty and a bun with a top and a bottom, and you'd spray some ketchup on there and put some, maybe some onions and two little pickles, and that was a hamburger. Well, let's say that cost 30 cents, okay? Well, what McDonald's did was they came out with the Big Mac, which had not one piece of meat, but two, and didn't have four pieces of bread, meaning tops, two tops and two bottoms of the bun. It had a top, a middle, and a bottom. So they used not twice the amount of bread, but one and a half times the amount of bread, the two patties, and they charged more than double for it. And they called it the Big Mac. Now they put a little bit of lettuce and some sauce on it, but they charged way more than it would have cost if it was just two hamburgers. That's the point of raising prices. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
You go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, what happened during the high inflation days of Gerald Ford, President Ford, McDonald's changed the menu, and they took like 2 30-cent hamburgers, and they made less of a hamburger than 2 hamburgers. They called it a Big Mac. So instead of 30 cents plus 30 cents for each of the hamburgers, equaling 60 cents, they made a Big Mac and charged 70 cents for it. So they, in effect, raised the prices with this new menu item. Lately, McDonald's has been experimenting with changing the menu and raising prices, and it's not working. As a matter of fact, it's got the franchises almost in a position of revolt. So McDonald's had to back down, lower the prices to make the franchises happy because sales were down. So that's what happened. Robert?
Yes, Vincent, absolutely. Just to get to the point of it all and basically my argument to you and Rich, and that is that raising the minimum wage would equal more value to the bottom 93%, meaning that essentially if you were a minimum wage worker, I know you're not, Vincent, but if you were, and that allowed you to get your truck fixed when they raise that minimum wage, and then the mechanic had the money and on, it is a money velocity multiplier that when you shove the money down the pyramid, that those people spend the money into the economy. And the best corporations that provide the best services in terms of votes with those dollars usually rise to the top. And so that's what happens. Here's Rich Sheban's argument, though. And like I said, Rich Sheban's right. So Rich Sheban is a brilliant man. I'm not I'm not arguing with Rich Steven too hard here, but what would happen basically is that the value would move from the investor class to the wage earners, the value creators is what would happen. Now, what would the investor class do in response? Okay, so then you have all the arguments of Rich Steven. They can move offshore, on and on. There's, you know, they're not, the investor class is not dumb people. They're going to figure out a way, right? And so, That's a lot of that is political, though. You know, we have America First going on. We have some other things. It depends on if you allow companies to kind of, do what they do in all the strategies they have. They're international, some of them, and that is the difference. I mean, raising the minimum wage on a mom and pop is different than the Dow 30. It is, and that's, you know, all this is true. But let me just say real quick, and I'm pretty much done with this, is if very conservative estimates, if we had kept pace with inflation today, and this is like 1938 time frame till today, the minimum wage would be $20 or right about. And then if it had kept pace with inflation from 1913, whenever when we became infected, with inflation, it'd be about $45 an hour would be the minimum wage right now. And so if you can imagine your poor neighbor making $45 an hour, the thing is, Vincent, he's probably going to be able to buy lots of stuff from you, too. And it's I know this kind of sounds like a fantasy, $45 an hour minimum wage, but that's what the math says. And, you know, I don't know what that would mean exactly, but it could mean that we would have a very prosperous society compared to what we have now. It really could mean that. That's my argument.
You know, as you say this, I was thinking, Rich even uses the term the bottom 93%, and I like it. I'm part of the bottom 93%, and everybody I know is part of the bottom 93%. But why is that? Why are we the bottom 93%? Well, I asked Bob Chapman that. Bob Chapman was one of our senior instructors. He is no longer with us. He has passed on. And he was a brilliant man. And he said very simply, it's taxes and inflation. The reason why the middle class is being decimated is because of higher and higher and higher and higher taxes and a hidden tax called inflation. That the reduced purchasing power of the Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar, I call the fraud, F-R-A-U-D, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar, because of the reduced purchasing power, which we call inflation, that has helped decimate the bottom 93% as well as increased taxes. And that's why I teach a class on how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions that the rich or the investor class take. And you need to start your own business. And you can go to USA Preparers on YouTube and listen to those 7 or 8 hours of broadcast talking about how to pay less in taxes. You need to do that. You need to starve the beast. Robert, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your thoughts and information. Robert Stewart in Kansas. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.